You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hello, it's Tony Howell, and I want to thank you for listening to Conversations with Changemakers. On our next episode, we speak with Jamie Boddy, entertainment and media expert. Having worked as a performer in television, film, and theater all around the world, he's expanded his career to becoming an accredited and published journalist, keynote speaker, business coach, marketing consultant, NLP practitioner, and red carpet host. Whether he's working on large events like the Olivier Awards or Monster Jam, special UK premieres such as Mary Poppins Returns and The Illusionists, or helping clients one-to-one with branding and social media, Jamie works with companies, creatives, and freelancers to connect the dots to build the career they want. With COVID shutting down the US and Broadway for the near future, I was really interested in exploring a few key topics with my friend Jamie. Career evolutions or expansions, COVID changes and choices in the UK versus the US, and business branding and marketing from an international lens. Here is a sneak peek.
And someone said to me, well, what are you going to do next? You've just done The Voice. You need to do another job or it won't be as strong on your CV. And I just thought, I've not had a moment to enjoy what I've just done. And that for me was such a trigger to be like, no, I need to stop worrying about what other people's perceptions of what my career should be. And I think that's great that people are interested in me. However, I'm the one that's got to go home and live my life, not them. So then I voiced what I wanted to do and I found like maybe more people in the industry who were like, that's great. Tell me about that. Where can you study? What can you do? Because I'm not sure if you found this, Tony, as well, but when you transition a bit from performing, you're not at all the auditions anymore. And if you say to someone, I'm not going to that audition, they're kind of just like, oh, okay, because it doesn't fall into their world anymore. And that's not them being selfish at all. It's just their eyes still on that prize. So for me, I had a few light bulb moments. And then once I got more into journalism and press events and being on red carpets, I got that buzz. And then I found a way to combine my passion and my history and dance as an entertainment journalist. Like on red carpets, I knew who the choreographers were. I knew who the directors were. I knew to ask questions that maybe mainstream media outlets didn't ask because they just want to know, how does it feel to be nominated for an Olivier? When I would be like, you've just had a 5-week R&D process into a rehearsal and you've had to reblock it. And like, I was getting interviews and sound bites that other people weren't. And that wasn't because I think I'm the best journalist in the world, but I think I knew to ask questions because it was my passion. So I think anyone listening who's maybe thinking of a career change, it's okay. And sometimes you have to do something to know you don't want to do it. And you can try something else. And if it's not for you, you can always go back to performing. Or if performing's really not getting you where you want, either financially or with mental health, it's okay to try something else. Because I don't know any performer that just does one thing. We all have so many skills. So like, why void the world of those skills?
This conversation drops on Monday, October 26th at 7 a.m. Eastern, right here on this feed. So subscribe now so that you can listen as soon as it's released. In the meantime, head over to tonyhowell.me and take our free class, my brand bootcamp, where I'll teach you the 5 formulas to business success and the method that I've used with all of my clients. Have an incredible weekend, and I hope that we get to chat on Monday.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.